there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Does it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and a lot of stuff going on this hour. We're going to check in with Lucia and on Andros, because next weekend is the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash on the island of Andros in the Bahamas, and she's preparing accordingly.
I think this is a bad idea.
What do you mean?
I don't think we should call her.
Why? You don't want to warn her?
No. I don't want to give her any opportunity or reason to say, oh, you know, we forgot we're going to be painting Bill's room. I don't want that to happen. I don't want there to be any chance that at this point, because you'll be surprised to learn this, I'm particularly ready. I have been chomping at the bit to go out on one of these trips, and I'm really ready, and I don't want to do anything to jeopardize that.
No, you won't. But we do have to, get all our ducks in a row, so to speak. Make sure she's stocked up on rum. That's the first priority. Because after our day of diving, they got that little bar right there on the water there.
Oh, yeah, like I know. Like I've been allowed to even see pictures of it.
Well, you've heard all about it. This will be our third trip to Coral Caverns Resort.
It's just like I've been there. No. You know what? It'll be just like I've been there on Wednesday once I've been there. But until then, I'm very...
We've painted that picture for you in your mind many times, Bill. That's why you're going, because you have been just badgering me for the last year or so. Greg, I want to go to Coral Caverns Resort on Andros. Have you not?
That is true.
Right. So there's nothing that's going to keep you away. It's all set. You got your airline tickets. You're all good to go. You got your equipment serviced.
Right, yes.
And everything's good.
And my regulator, too.
Oh, boy.
Knew that was coming.
Too much information. All right, let's talk about keeping your skills in check. You have not been in the water for a while.
Well, actually, that's not entirely true, because I took a dive a couple of weeks ago with you at
40 Fathom Grotto.
At 40 Fathom Grotto, just to try and touch base on some of those skills.
And he also does bathe once a week.
At least when he's diving.
Well, when it's warm. I mean, Florida, it's warm a lot.
Well, you just step outside.
In the wintertime, I may not quite keep up that same pace.
It's that afternoon thunderstorm
that pace, yes.
That keeps them clean.
Yeah.
Anyway, continuing education is key. I am a dive instructor, even though I go by Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio.
Because you somehow think it's cooler sounding.
It is. It impresses the chicks way more. However, I try to get more people into the sport by teaching them. We have a few dive students. Jimmy the Helper Boy is one of my dive students.
Yes.
And we've been talking about doing your rescue diver course here eventually.
Yes.
So who knows? Maybe we'll do some of that in Andros.
Ooh.
And what? Ooh.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah. Bill, save me, Bill. Save me.
The light bulb's going off.
Oh, yeah.
For once.
Ooh.
With Bill, the
producer. I could at least come home with advanced open water, I think.
Maybe. That could happen.
Hmm.
Andrew Statler is on the line. Andrew, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing? How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, great.
Now, Andrew is actually the second winner that we have talked to from the Patty GoPro challenge that Patty started last year, and they're doing it again this year. And the first one was the video winner. It was basically the guy put together a video of why I wanted to become a dive instructor. Or make it my profession, so to speak. And we had him on. He had a neat little story, and we had the video. Actually, I think the video still is up there at scubaradio.com as well.
And, Andrew, just to make you feel better, you're the fourth person from this program we've talked to, but only the second one we consider a winner.
All righty.
Well, yeah, okay. You got to take the good with the bad there, Andrew. But the bottom line is, though, you actually have the professional category winner of the GoPro Challenge, which is basically, you know, last year you earned points for how many people you certified and the skills that you learned, like the different levels of certification. What was it you went from dive master to, and now you're an instructor trainer? Is that what the process for you was personally, Andrew?
That's right. At the beginning of 2007, I was just a rescue diver, and I completed my dive master program, went right into the IDC and became an open water scuba instructor. And over the course of the summer last year, became a master scuba diver trainer and a specialty instructor for 20 different specialties.
You know, Andrew, it had just suddenly occurred to me that since Greg is both a dive master and a dive instructor, you two were head-to-head in competition in this category, and you managed to best Greg. You managed to outperform Greg, the dive master. Greg, it must have been close, though. It must have been, you know, neck and neck right up to the end. Huh?
All right, keep it up there, Mr. Open Water Diver.
Oh, dear.
He didn't even register on the radar. You hear what I'm saying, Andrew? He didn't even register on the radar.
I think I dove twice.
Exactly. So, you know, it just ain't going to work. But you actually earned like 26 professional ratings beyond instructor or something like that. Was that what the deal was, Andrew, or what?
26 professional ratings.
Wow. So these are specialties like what? Like
deep diver, night diver, underwater photography, boat diver, equipment specialist. I could go on.
And these basically, when he's talking about on the professional rating, you mean that you get a professional deep diver to the level of certification where you can turn around and teach that, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. So you've been a busy little beaver.
I have. My family, I have to send out kudos to them for putting up with me.
Yes. Well, hey, you know, you're making your passion your profession, obviously. So along the way, learning all these skills to be able to share the joy of diving with friends and teach, how many students did you end up teaching last year?
I had a little over 50 certifications for friends, family, and just general people that were interested in scuba diving.
That is awesome. So, you know, as part of the Patty Go Pro Challenge, you entered and or you were automatically registered, I guess, for going through this, and lo and behold, you ended up winning the contest, right?
Yeah, so it was a really exciting time. It was the day after my birthday in February. They called me up and said, Andrew, you got the same birthday as me. You need to give me a call. So I called up Patty headquarters, and they said, we had something to tell you. You won the GoPro Challenge.
Nice. Now, what did that mean, Andrew? What did you get?
Well, as part of that, I got a $10,000 check. It was one of those great big styrofoam checks, and got a couple of photo ops out of that, and got a chance to take that money and go spend some time in Belize.
Nice.
Now, wait, do you take that check with you to Belize? Do you carry that on the plane with you, or do you go to a giant styrofoam bank first and cash that giant styrofoam check?
I tried to carry it on with me, but they wanted to charge me for a second bag, so I went ahead and cashed it first.
Yeah, that's a particularly cheap guy who's not willing to pay an extra bag for a $10,000 check. I just gotta say, it's a man after my own heart, Walt. Andrew.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do? But that's good stuff, Andrew. So it obviously made your day, and so you know they're doing this again for 2008. So we wanted to bring Andrew on, kind of share the joy of what he experienced, and tell you to take advantage of this. If you're a Patty member, all you have to do is you can be just like Andrew. What got you started in this when you started on this track to become an instructor trainer, Andrew? Did you just decide, hey, I'm having so much fun underwater, I'm going to start teaching, or what?
I just love everything scuba. When I first started doing this, I finished my open water, and I said, what's next? Went to advanced. Went to rescue, started the dive master program, and finished that up. And a course director came up and said, you know what, you need to be an instructor. And I said, that sounds like a great idea.
That's awesome. So now you're an instructor trainer.
Yeah, I just completed another certification this week. I became an IDC staff instructor.
So where does it go from here? What's the next level after that? That's pretty high up there in the food chain, isn't it?
I think he's three certifications away from being the host of a nationally syndicated scuba diving radio show.
No, actually, he passed that about 26 certifications ago.
I like the Dive Master title, too, though.
Yes.
Dive Master Drew.
Yes, you stick to it. I hear you, buddy. It works with the ladies, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right.
Everybody likes a Dive Master hat. Nobody knows what an instructor hat means.
Exactly. It just doesn't have quite the ring to it as Dive Master does. Well, Andrew, thanks for the update. Your story is very inspiring for schlubs like me. Maybe we can get people like Bill the Engineer past at least his open water certification level, get him advanced at the bare minimum. And who knows, maybe next year he'll be the GoPro Challenge winner. You never know, right?
That sounds great. I'd like to send out a thanks to my wife, Desiree, my daughter, Athena, and all the folks at TD Scuba at our shop in Kansas City, Missouri.
You got it. No problem. And thanks for checking in, buddy.
All right.
There you go. Andrew Staller, the winner of the GoPro Challenge from Patty. And once again, if you go to patty.com and click on teaching or learn to dive, the GoPro Challenge icon and banner ad will show up right there. Go there, get all the information on how you can take advantage of this program or submit a video. I think they're doing the video thing and the thing that Andrew just talked about continuing education and becoming a dive instructor and all that kind of good stuff. 888-88-SCUBA is the number. Looks like what Captain Walt has dialed up. Captain Walt, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy, how you doing? First of all, happy belated birthday.
Thank you, sir. Captain Walt, my good friend from South Florida.
Yeah, just like Mermaid Abby, Captain Walt is also dancing for you for your birthday while he's on the phone.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
That's right. And I'm going to try and scrounge something out of Neil Watson's hot tub to bring along for
oh,
you.
Oh, boy, now we're in trouble. But that's okay. I'm bringing my first aid kit with me.
Okay, let's
make sure it has penicillin in it.
Right. I am going to be in Andrews for that whole week. I'm going over on Wednesday, coming out with you guys on Monday, I think.
Awesome.
And, yeah, it's my first time in Andrews in about 10 years.
Well, there you go. It probably hasn't changed much. That's the beautiful thing about Andrews. But Coral Caverns Resort is a beautiful little resort. Well, you're going to love it. The bar's right there down the water. We'll get some diving in. They're even talking about throwing in some bone fishing on our surface interval. So we're going to have a big time indeed.
That's super. Well, I can't wait to see you guys. And once again, happy birthday. And say hello to everybody. And I'll be seeing you next Wednesday at the airplane.
You got it, buddy. That's Captain Walt DeMartini. Good friend. Over the air. You know, I've known Walt at least for like, 10 years, 11 years now, since the beginning of Scuba Radio. Him and Neil were good buddies, and he ran a dive boat called the Dry Martini off of South Florida and hired the hottest looking dive masters to work that boat on the planet. It was quite impressive.
Good man.
Walt has an eye for talent, and evidently he's bringing some of them to the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash next weekend, and we're going to be broadcasting from the island, and you'll hear all about it, at least the parts that we allow on the air. We'll have the delay in full effect, I'm sure.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I'm not so sure if she is or not. But we're going to take a couple of them to Andros next week, to Coral Caverns Resort in the Bahamas.
A couple of girls or a couple of crazy squirrels?
Pretty much one and the same. They're interchangeable in this case. Mermaid Abby and a friend of hers are going to come out and model for us, I believe, for some underwater footage and hanging out at the bar there at Coral Caverns Resort. It's going to be big time. Scuba Radio, Scuba Bash, and we have Lucia on the line from that fine resort with us right now on Scuba Radio. How you doing, Lucia?
I'm doing great, guys. Are you ready and packed and ready to go?
Well, we're ready. I'm not so sure we're packed just yet, but
I'm packed. Are you? Lucia, I'm packed. In fact, if there's any...
I know you are. I know you are.
I've been packed for a while, Lucia.
Good. Well, we're ready for you.
Yeah, it's... What have the conditions been like over there in Andros the last few days?
Well, I'm standing here on the dock watching the Patton come in with a bunch of divers. It's blowing about 4 or 5 miles an hour, and flat as a pancake. It's been beautiful and really hot the last week.
Yeah, the Patton is their inflatable dive boat, by the way. They got this very, I mean, I say inflatable dive boat. This is like a super, really cool boat, actually.
You know, and
dive platform.
And it sounds like the dive conditions are just the sort of thing which attracted me to diving, because it reminds me of women the way I like them. Really hot, but flat as a pancake. So,
too funny.
I don't know what he's talking about. That doesn't seem like his type, actually, now that I think about it.
I don't know. Maybe he's got a secret life we don't know about.
Yes. Well, that wouldn't be the only one, for sure. There are several. Several aliases.
Yeah, well, we don't want to go there.
No,
we don't. To the Chick Journeys when you guys come down.
Absolutely. Now, Friday night, we're having a big bash there at the bar, aren't we, or are we?
We are. We've got a rake and scrape band for you guys, and we've got some locals coming in.
Yes,
raking and scraping, buddy.
Yeah, Bill, have you ever seen this, rake and scrape?
Rake and scrape. I had a similar procedure done, I believe, at my doctor's last week.
Bill's never seen anything because he's never been here, so this is all going to be virgin territory for him.
This is true. Well, but it is impressive. They use handsaws as musical instruments in the Bahamas.
I've heard of that.
It's
that's
Rupert,
not
right?
Family saw.
It's Rupert, isn't it?
Rupert does it too, but yeah. We've got a real band that's going to do it. He will come and perform for us at some point during the weekend, but Friday night's going to be the Scuba Radio, Scuba Bash, Extravaganza, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a drug fest is what it's going to be.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the only one. Well, we've had a few over there already.
And, it won't be the first or the last.
Exactly. So it is going to be a ball. We're going to literally do the show there on the island with all the folks from Coral Caverns Resort. And Lucia, we're really looking forward to this one. This is going to be a big blowout for sure. I just had Walt DeMartini on. He's coming over.
He is coming over.
Yeah.
He is. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so who knows who will show up for this extravaganza next weekend.
You never know. You just never know. We could have celebrities coming out of the woodwork. We'll wait and see.
Well, hey, celebrities, who cares? It'll be a good time regardless. And we'll fit some diving in there as well as hanging
and
out at the pool.
We're going to take you fishing, too.
Yeah, we're going to do some of that. Or so what's the deal? Is everything running right now, or just we're going to do some flats fishing there during our surface interval?
Well, we went out and caught a big 40-pound dolphin the other day. We might go out to the buoy, but I think we need to get you to catch a bonefish so your other show will be helped out, because we've been talking about it a lot, and you haven't caught anything yet, so we need to repair that.
You know, I can't wait until the opportunity arises for us to talk on the air about the fact that Jimmy and I have caught bonefish and that Greg has still not. I can't wait for that to happen.
We're going to try to remedy that next week.
We only have to half remedy it. Because I haven't caught one yet, but I think I'll catch one this weekend. And then
I think you will. And I'm sure we'll find the suicide note when it happens.
All right, fine. Have fun at my expense. Why not?
Yes, we will. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, it is. Well, I can't wait, Lucia. And once again, if people want information, coralcavernsresort.com on the web. It's not too late to hop over and join us if you want to come over at the last minute. But next weekend, Wednesday through Monday, Memorial Day, we will be there in fine form. And whether you make it Memorial Day or any time of the year, it's a great time there on the island of Andros. And once again, you'll hear all about it next week. All right, Lucia, stock up on the Añejo. We'll see you next week, okay?
I've got it chin, bud. You guys travel safe.
All right, woo. Thanks. That's Lucia. Lucia and Mark run that fine resort. Rupert runs the bone fishing part of the resort. He's a world-class bone fishing guide. So I'll probably get a few tips from him. Not that I'd need any. I'm a natural, I think.
You are a bonefish, Greg.
Yeah, in a way, maybe. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com. Okay, I see Barry's dialed up, 888-88-SCUBA. Barry, what up?
Hey, happy birthday, Mr. Greggy.
Thank you, sir.
I'm so used to you having your birthday down here when they have Ocean Fest in May. I had forgotten all about it, and I apologize.
That's okay. Yeah, they moved Ocean Fest up to the month of April.
Right.
The weather was a little bit more pleasant in April, so...
Yeah,
so that's why. So, yeah, it just kind of snuck up on everybody a little bit this year, I guess, or caught them off guard.
Yeah. But you're still younger than me, which is, I guess, a good thing.
Well, yeah, maybe.
And you're going to have a great trip this week. I was checking out the weather. It looks like it's going to be nice.
Yeah, I like the idea. When she says that in Andros it's flat calm and, it's blowing like 5 knots or something, that's a good sign.
That's a very good sign. I don't think it's possible for you to get sick on this boat, but you always know that there are medications that will help you with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a chance that you're going to be down, because I was out in the car for a little while, are you going to be down, you think, for that Spiegel Grove dive in June?
Yeah, for the operation, the Tech Dive Miami trip.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to broadcast from Oceans or Underwater Unlimited there in Miami on Saturday the 31st. And then the next day we will go dive the Spiegel Grove in Key Largo with Captain Slate Sunday morning, the next morning on June 1st.
Okay, well then John and I should be joining you. And perhaps if Bill becomes an advanced diver before then, he could join us too.
Well, that's true, yeah, because it is a little on the deeper side.
Yeah, but we need someone to carry the gear, so, maybe you can...
The truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would work. You'd do that, wouldn't you, Bill?
I am a world-class schlepper.
You're a world-class gear schlepper, indeed.
I'm a schlepper of all sorts of things. It doesn't need to be gear. You may call my wife and get my references if required, but I can schlep for distance and accuracy.
All right, fair enough. We'll take them to the Spiegel Grove after we go to the Bahamas. Why not?
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Below the waves, our hearts don't know the differences outside.
It's true.
I love all creatures equally. Wherever they reside.
That's lovely.
I get it on with tuna. I've gone down on a shark. I've got films of me with a manatee.
All right, that's enough.
That's enough.
What's wrong?
Well, you have sex with fish?
Fish? Shrimp? Turtles? I'll pretty much bend over for anything with fin.
Okay, I don't think it's going to work out with you.
When you're on.
Back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, island in the sun. That's how we'll be living. Living large next weekend at Coral Caverns Resort in Andros in the Bahamas. We're going to shoot some video. We'll get it up there on the website at scubaradio.com. You know, we got the whole new video section there at Scuba Radio as well. So you at home or while you're out at your little dive destinations and experiencing the underwater world and shooting video, you can...
It's nice of you to scoff at the listeners like that. Hey, while you're off at your little dive destinations, just why don't you shoot some video and show us your pretty little fish? And meanwhile, we will be in the Bahamas or Fiji or some other...
Well, who's to say they wouldn't be there, too? They might be in Fiji the weekend we're going to be in...
I'm pointing out at your little part, your little dive destination.
I hear about it all the time, but the bottom line is we have this video section at scubaradio.com now where you can upload your own videos for the world to see and share your visual experiences through our website for free. There's no charge whatsoever, and we can host it for you, and you don't have to, you know, clog up your website with all that extra bandwidth it takes to host video files, and we can make it available to all the other divers out there for you as well.
That is pretty cool.
Now, I we've been getting this kind of stuff over the last few years as well. As more people get into underwater video, they send little clips to us, so this makes it much, much more efficient way to do it is just to post it at scubaradio.com. Now, Dave emailed me a couple weeks ago while we were on the road, and he actually had video of one of these Humboldt squids.
The giganto squids?
Yeah, these in off of Baja, Mexico. You can go over there, and that'd be the Sea of Cortez, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah. And there's an area there where they see Humboldt squid. These are squid that are literally like 200 pounds. They're huge. And I've heard about diving with Humboldt squid. They're evidently can be somewhat aggressive. The technique that I'd heard about, they put you in like a stormtrooper uniform, like from Star Wars. And they hang you with a metal cable from the transom of the dive boat, and literally suspend you about 20 feet below the boat. And the Humboldt squid sometimes will come at the divers, but they get great video. But they'll grab the divers and try to suck them down. I haven't done this. It doesn't sound super appealing to me.
But Greg, just put on this jock strap of raw bleeding meat.
Yes. I don't know. You know, I'll watch someone else do it, and I'd love to see the video. And he didn't have video of the dive, but he actually had a video of a Humboldt squid at the surface where they were on a boat, and a Humboldt squid was swimming around there at the surface. It was pretty cool.
I volunteer Bill.
Yeah, Bill, we'll send him on that excursion.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swap-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. the third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue hole, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Blow, 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 blow bubbles. It's your dive day. We're gonna have no trouble, cause it's your dive day. They do doubles, cause it's your dive day. Scuba Radio makes the perfect dive day. You might find me in the tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks, so get into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above, so I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get snubbed. You might find me in a tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks, so get into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above, so I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get snubbed.
All right, so Humboldt squid on the surface, and they're filming this with a little digital camera. These things are 200 pounds and probably, I don't know, I'd say it looks like from the video, they're probably 4 to 6 feet long. And they said, ooh, you know, you hear the guy saying, man, look at the beak on that thing. So, and I've heard they can be pretty aggressive. They could take a chunk of flesh out if they wanted to. But it was kind of interesting to see it. I didn't know they would just be floating around on the surface like that. Quite impressive stuff. But that's the kind of, you know, you got a video clip like that, upload it to scubaradio.com. We want to see it. We want to share it with the world and create our own little, you know, marine life video library, so to speak. And, you know, if that tickles your fancy, you may want to go dive with them critters. Why not? Or you may want to watch someone else do it. When you go out on these dive trips, though, one of the questions we get quite a bit on Scuba Radio, and we haven't really talked about this much on the air, but it involves tipping. Tipping on the dive boat. You know, it's pretty much standard.
Well, you practice. Don't really want to do that, right? Isn't that why you try and balance the weight? You don't put all of the equipment on one side of the boat. You don't really want to tip. You want a stable platform, right?
It's like cow tipping, isn't it, Greg?
No, it's not. No, we're talking about taking care of the dive masters. Usually just work for tips.
I gotcha.
You know, it's a service industry, as they say.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're on a liveaboard, if you're on a dive adventure, what do you typically tip? What do you, is it, you think you use the general 10, 15% thing like you would at a restaurant bill? What would you consider?
Ooh, well, for me, I usually figure, well, of course, for me, it is so infrequent since I've been on a dive trip, I usually figure...
good 30% just to make up for all that missed time?
I actually figure 10 bucks a day.
Bill's very cheap. He just flashes his breast.
I figure 10 bucks a day on a dive boat.
I figure 20.
Well, okay. Well, you mean on a liveaboard? Or what do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And actually, when I go out on a dive boat too, I figure $10 for me. And if I'm going with my wife and I, it's $20.
Well, isn't it like service? It's like getting good service. If it was a good dive, they get a good tip.
Well, you know, for a liveaboard, would you consider it the same as like a cruise ship type of thing? Is that what they recommend? Like $10-$20 a day, something kind of thing like that?
You know, I don't know with the cruise ship. Usually, you're not diving with somebody from the boat staff. You're diving with somebody local at whatever port of call you go to.
Right.
And then it really depends, because I tell you what, sometimes those can be hit or miss.
Yeah.
I went on one on a cruise, and we went on a dive, and it was a dive where I swear they were talking. There were two guys. So it was just us and two guys from the dive shop. There was nobody else. It was just my wife and I and two guys.
Oh,
and
boy.
Said, how far you want to go? I don't want to go very far. Okay. And they just kind of stopped the boat and let us out. And we did two dives, and the first dive was a drift dive. And the reef that we were on couldn't have been 50 feet long. I mean, it couldn't have been.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
So the dive was like 25 minutes. And then we were done because we'd gone past the reef. There was nothing else we could do. We couldn't swim fast enough to have gotten back to the reef. And we were done. So we're out of the water after 25 minutes. And then they dropped us off, and the water was maybe 10 feet deep. And they let us swim around in this, like a little coral reef tidal pool.
Yeah.
Is what it was like. And it was 20, 25, 30, 40, 45 minutes, 50 minutes. They dropped us off and left. And then came back and got us.
Open Water 3, starring Bill.
I mean, Peter. No. It was right on the edge of the island that we had stopped at, so.
Yeah, well, but the bottom.
They did not get $10 from each of us.
Well, yeah, but you still expected, you were still expected to give something. And I think it's pretty standard practice to tip the crew, right? Because, like I said, a lot of the dive masters that work just daily dive charters, they don't get paid anything. They literally just work for tips. Pretty much how we do this radio show. You know, we work for.
We work for?
We don't get any tips.
We work for the fact that every 2 or 3 years, maybe you'll get invited on a dive trip. That's what we get.
Exactly.
That's what we get. Yeah.
We've had a few, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Greg thinks, maybe 4 or 5 times this month he'll be going diving someplace exotic.
When we score, we score big, though.
That is true.
This is true. Yeah, actually, on the agenda, I should go through the schedule for everybody just so I can keep it straight.
Okay.
Let alone
because, some
else.
Of these people will have this committed to memory, and perhaps one of them will get a tattoo with your schedule for June on it.
Good point. All right. Well, we've already mentioned that we're going to be in Andros next weekend at Coral Caverns Resort.
Right.
Scuba Radio Scuba Bash. That's going to be an event in itself. And actually, you know what? I have a feeling after next weekend, this may very well end up being an annual event. I think we may have to turn this into a traditional type thing.
And Greg Lucia has actually said that sometimes they get famous people. You know that Sean Connery lives just across the way.
He does. Sean Connery.
Sure, he might be joining us.
Yeah, he might.
That'll be nice.
Bond. James Bond. Yeah, and then following weekend, we're down in Miami for Tech Diving Miami at Underwater Unlimited on Saturday the 31st. And then we'll dive to Spiegel Grove with Captain Slate. Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center on June 1st.
That's nice.
The following weekend, we're up to Chicago to Hague Quarry.
Chicago.
Mermaid Denise are joining me up there for an extravaganza of cold water diving. To hang out with the Chicagoland divers. And,
be careful. You could lose an eye.
Don a dry suit. And I've been told the water temp's around 65 degrees.
Now, hold on. Are they really going to let you get into a dry suit?
Yeah.
Because you had them in the snow in their mermaid costumes. I can't believe they're going to let you wear a dry suit for 65 degree water.
No,
I can't believe they would allow it.
I'm wearing a dry suit. You mean Nikki and Denise?
Yeah.
They're doing the mermaid thing. They're not wearing anything.
No. I can't believe they're going to let you wear a dry suit when you've put them in the snow.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well,
you may plan on it, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they'll let you.
He was just joking, Bill. They did it anyway.
That's right. They just do it for fun. And look, the schedule doesn't stop there. I'll finish it after the break. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's getting harder to breathe. You just need a good regulator, that's all. And we'll have one in tow when we head to Andros in the Bahamas, Tech Diving Miami on May 31st, Hague Quarry June 7th. Then we're back in the studio, I believe, hopefully, for June 14th. That'll be the next time we're actually back in the studio.
Happy Flag Day to everyone, June 14th.
Well, there you go. That's why. And then on June 21st, we're heading to Long Beach, California for the Scuba Show. Nice event out there on the left coast. And check this out. Brand new news. It's not absolutely written in stone, but it's pretty much a done deal that on the heels of the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, we are going to head to Fiji.
I am ready. I'm ready, Captain. We are on our way.
Well, like I said, it wasn't written in stone for you.
Oh.
But you can, you might be able to come.
It was written on a dry erase board.
Yeah. But yeah,
the special of the day.
Benga Lagoon. We actually shared Kava at the Dima show with the folks from Benga Lagoon Resort in Fiji.
You shared Kava with them?
Yeah.
Kava. Does that mean you're related?
Maybe.
Are you blood brothers now or something?
It's something like that. It's like a dirty water drink that gets you kind of loopy.
Ooh, I saw that.
Didn't you have some of that, Jimmy, Dima?
No.
It was at the end of the Dima show. And, of course, I went looking for the mermaids. We're getting ready to leave.
Oh, they will drink anything.
And the mermaids were, sitting around Indian style in the Benga Lagoon Resort booth at the Dima show in Orlando, sipping on this dirty water. It's kava. It's made from the kava root. And it's kind of like a natural not aphrodisiac. Might be.
Like we need to be giving the mermaids that.
Exactly. No, but it gets you kind of loopy after you drink a bunch of it. I mean, you know, if you want to drink a bunch of dirty water, I mean, it'd probably do it here in the States, too, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Because it tastes like dirt.
Nice.
But there's a whole formal way to do it. You're supposed to clap your hands three times and then shake or something and do
the
hokey-pokey.
Is it like the chicken dance or the Macarena?
Yeah, it is kind of like that, yeah. It's a Fijian thing. We'll find out more about it here as we get closer to that event. So as you can see, our schedule is full here at Scuba Radio, so hop on board, enjoy the ride, okay? So look, until next week when we're in the Bahamas, I hope you join us. It's going to be a big show. Remember, no matter where you are, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.